USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. Following a roundtable with the governors, state attorneys general, and cabinet officials, President Donald Trump told reporters he wants to implement prison reform that includes training programs for those behind bars.
The bill expands vocational educational programs to eligible federal inmates so that more of them can learn a trade, and that's what we're doing. We're teaching them trades. We're teaching them different things that they can put into good use and put into use to get jobs.
With low unemployment and a tight labor market, Trump says companies are looking to fill positions even with former prison inmates. The roundtable comes during Trump's 11-day working vacation at his golf club in Bedminster, New Jersey. At the Pentagon, Vice President Mike Pence unveiled the Defense Department's plan for a U.S. Space Force.
To prepare for the next battlefield, where America's best and bravest will be called to deter and defeat a new generation of threats to our people, to our nation.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.